The Minnesota State FFA convention took place on April 28th and 29th. Martin County West took a total of 41 FFA members to the convention and had 10 teams competing. The Farm Business Management team for MCW placed third at the state FFA convention. I got the chance to sit down and chat with the members of that team and also some others who attended the convention. I also spoke with Martin County West Ag instructor Steph Woolleader and got her thoughts on this year's convention. It's all part of the Morning Juice here on KKOJ.
Taya Schmickane, I'm a senior.
And Taya, how many years have you been in FFA?
Since 7th grade.
So what did you participate in FFA?
So the last 2 years I have done FBM. The first couple years I did poultry. Somewhere in there I did floriculture. And then I think that's all.
And FBM is Farm Business Management, correct?
Yep.
And what did you like the most about State Convention this year?
This year I like where they had all the different stuff this year because everything got moved. So I liked how they had it all different organized and how they had, even though the shuttles, you had to wait a long time, but I liked having the shuttles rather than having to walk the fairgrounds.
And what did you participate in State Convention?
The last 2 years I participated in FBM, and then my first year I did poultry, and then my second year I did floriculture.
And what do you think you would say to kids that are thinking about being an FFA but are kind of on the fence? Would you tell them to do it?
I would tell them to do it, and if they do decide to do a CDE, make sure you practice. It'll make it a lot more enjoyable for you.
And what kinds of things do you think you'll take from FFA into your college career, into the next step of your life?
Leadership, communication, just being around people, being out and about and all that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Richard McMains, I'm a senior. It was my first year doing farm business management.
And what was your favorite part about State Convention?
Probably just hanging out with my friends at the hotel. That was pretty fun.
And what other things happened at convention this year?
Well, farm business management got to go up on stage because we got third, and we listened to some speakers.
And farm business management, for people that have never been in FFA or don't know what you're talking about, kind of what does that entail?
Management part of a farm.
So what were the things that you had to do?
We had to skim through packets and stuff and find answers. So we had a quiz. We had to skim through the FinBin and the FinPack to find financial data.
What else do you want to say about FFA since it was your first year? If there were other kids thinking about being in it,
you should do it. Even if you have no clue what you're doing, you're still not going to be last place. I had absolutely no clue, and our team got third. So.
And you learned a lot, right?
Yeah.
I am Michael McCorkle, and I'm a junior.
And Michael, how long have you been in FFA?
I think since 7th grade.
Since 7th grade. So what have you all participated in?
Pretty much only farm business management.
And then usually we talk to you guys before you go to state convention, but now we're talking to you after. How was state convention?
I thought it was pretty fun.
So you were also on the team that got third. And what did you guys have to do to be able to participate in that?
We did practice quite a bit, so that.
And what was your favorite part about state convention?
Probably swimming in the hotel.
What about the actual event itself? Was there some pretty cool things that went on?
I did like the speaker that came in.
My name is Bear Chul, and I'm a senior at Martin County West High School.
Gonna assume that you were on the farm business management team as well, right?
Yeah.
And what did you guys have to do to be able to compete?
So to compete, we had to place top six at regions. We got second to JCC, who won state. We also we practiced quite like rigorously, like once a week. We tried to move to twice a week, but it didn't quite work out for everyone.
But still good enough to get third place, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, we were shooting for higher because we got third last year as well, and we pretty much brought everyone back. But
so what was your favorite part about being in FFA throughout your school career here?
Meeting people and getting to hang out with friends, I'd say, was a great part of being a part of FFA. And also learning about a lot of the different parts of running a farm and managing your soil and other stuff like that.
So. A lot of stuff goes into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That probably people don't realize.
Well, I think people around here know yes. All too well, but yeah, other people maybe not so much.
And what do you think you'll take with you that you've learned in FFA onto your next step in life?
I plan on becoming a farmer at some point in my life, so I think it'll be great to utilize the skills that I've developed here at FBM to manage whatever I do in the future.
And so, what are your plans for next year?
I'm going to be attending college at Bethel University and playing football. Also, I've been in FFA for 5 years. I've done corn drive twice. I've been on the farm business management team 3 years, and I was an officer this year.
And then what would you tell kids if they were sitting on the fence about being in FFA?
I would tell them to do it, but only I would tell them that they have to put effort and they have to be involved with the thing. It's no fun if you go out and then you just don't do anything, because then, like, it's not really worth your time if you're not going to put effort into you, into what you're doing.
You only get out of things what you put into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Barrett, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
I'm Caitlin Kennedy, and I'm a junior at MCW.
And how many years have you been in FFA?
This will be my fifth year, so I've been in it since seventh grade.
And what have you participated in over the years?
Ever since seventh grade, I've been in soils, and I've been an officer for the past year and also next year. And for the past 2 years, I've completed a proficiency that made it to state this year.
And for people that don't know, tell them about what it means to be involved with the soils team and the proficiency team.
For soils, it's a little bit different. It's, you know, we practice weekly and then we do our competition, which is, you know, kind of just looking at dirt, but that's okay. And then the proficiency is something that you kind of have to do on your own. It's about, like, your job, your work outside of FFA. So if you don't have a job, you can't really complete one, but it's really nice to, you know, see something, like, come out of what you work for and stuff, so.
So you've got 1 year left. What are you going to be doing in your senior year? Kind of the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. I'm going to hope to get my state degree next year, and I'll be an officer again, so.
What do you feel like your favorite part has been about FFA so far?
It's definitely been a lot different than I thought it was going to be when I joined in seventh grade. It's a lot more fun. My favorite thing is definitely just, like, hanging out with my friends and doing stuff like that with them, and, yeah.
And you get to meet a lot of people from all over when you go to state convention.
Yeah, that's also really fun, so.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
So, Steph, you have another state FFA convention in the books, and your farm business management team placed third. How did everything go this year?
Good. We had 10 teams competing. We took 41 kids up there. And overall, I think our teams did well. Probably not quite as strong of a showing as we've had the last few years, but we have a lot of young kids who are just starting. As an example, our forestry team had 3 7th graders and an 8th grader on it, and they placed 11th in the state, which we were really, really happy with. So,
as a teacher and the ag instructor, what's your favorite part about going up to the state convention?
You know, I love to see kids get excited about the career development event competitions, the contests. We usually see those kids involved in sports. Or, you know, maybe some of those kids aren't, but it's fun to see them really care about the competition and how they do and wanting to find out if they, you know, were in the top five or a gold team. So I love to see kids engaged in something like that.
And I know we've talked about it a lot before, but things have changed so much over the years as far as FFA is concerned, and kids can learn so much from it. And what do you think they take away, or the best takeaways, I guess, that they get from FFA?
Yeah, I think, you know, the ability to tackle something hard and figure it out, you know, the critical thinking skills, the communication skills. So whether they go into a career in ag or not, I think those skills are transferable to anything a kid will do. So, you know, we've had kids that, you know, they've been on the nursery landscape team and done extremely well, and their career has nothing to do with that, but they value that experience because it taught them that they can do hard things.
All right, Steph, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.